housing market's still certainly hot around here, but really still hot around the country. Even with the higher interest rates, there's still very strong demand for housing. But sometimes it slows up a little bit, and now we're beginning to see more and more people maybe say, you know, this place ain't so bad. If we just did a little of this, if we did a little of that, maybe we don't need a new house. This is, I think, what Botan Laszlo is counting on. He is the president and founder of Marvelous Home Makeovers, which is North Texas based. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Dave, for having me.
So how long have you been doing this?
I started my business in 2004 and, you know, started very small and worked my way up and grew through the economy. Then the economy went down, I should say.
But you get a double benefit being here, I would guess, is because of this gentrification. They're going back into, you know, older areas and taking older homes. So you can live closer to the schools, closer to work, that sort of thing. Are you seeing a lot more of that?
Absolutely. So you see a lot of families moving around quite a bit because, as you mentioned, schools are always important, right? But then you also see empty nesters tend to be staying put. You know, they have the big homes, but you can't actually find a home that's going to be built the same way you want it. And you're going to be done, and you just move in, and you're downsizing. So
you know, that's the insidious thing. They always say, oh, my gosh, this house, I bet this house has doubled since you bought it. I say, yeah, but so is the house that I would buy if I moved out of here.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, even a brand-new home, unless it's specifically built for you, totally custom, it won't meet your needs exactly. It's going to still require some work.
So what kind of work do you do? You'll do anything they want to do. But people mostly want, like, kitchens or dens? Or?
Well, David, kitchens and bathrooms, historically speaking, always been the biggest drivers, right? But think about kitchens now. You know, it's the heart of the home. And really, with kitchens, it's not, you're not just doing the kitchen. I mean, the living room, the dining room, all those spaces are attached together. And everybody loves the open concept. Everybody just wants the giant island, the open space where they can, you know, have family and friends to gather and entertain. So it can be quite complicated. On the other end, bathrooms, everybody's aiming for that spa experience, right?
Oh, yeah. And steam rooms and that sort of thing.
Steam showers, absolutely. Heated floors. Less and less bathtubs, which is no surprise, but we still do wet rooms, which is kind of interesting, where you have the bathtub incorporated into the shower space.
You know, coming off of Thanksgiving, I'm telling you, if you're going to redo the kitchen, you should put in theater-style seating. Because everybody in the whole house ends up in the kitchen.
Absolutely.
And you got to have space to move these people around. Either that or you got to shoo them out of there. I had to shoo people out of the kitchen this Thanksgiving, I will tell you that. So what areas are hot? Are you working like in the M streets or the older parts of Dallas or all over?
You know, it's interesting, David. There's a lot of activity throughout the Metroplex. So being part of the organization, the National Association of the Remodeling Industry, really I meet contractors and suppliers throughout the Metroplex. And, you know, M streets used to be hot. You see a lot of activity actually up in Frisco, Plano, you know. Homes being built at...
But those houses are all new, aren't they?
Well, you would think so. We just started a project today that was built 6 years ago.
We're
remodeling it. So, again, there's a lot of change. And what the builders put in our homes, even today, they're not necessarily at the level of quality. And they don't describe the client's personalities as much than we can bring. And that's really... our market, or our business, I should say, is really unique in that sense because we're really trying to capture what our clients want.
Yeah, put your own stamp on a house. I can see that if you're going in. So tell me about challenges right now. All we hear about is worker shortage, that you can't find people to work, or if you do have somebody working for you, somebody else has got to steal them away.
Right.
And inflation, you know, wood and all the brick, concrete, all the materials seem to be going up.
Absolutely. So, and I mean, everybody knows that the $100 doesn't really worth $100 today as, you know, it worth 10 years ago. But you made a good point. Everybody is struggling to find the right workforce, you know, having people who are true craftsmen and they care about the job they're doing. But this is not really unique just to the remodeling, to the construction industry, really the transportation industry, and you see it throughout other sectors as well. The other major problem is prices are going up and interest rates are going up. So that's obviously affecting the home builders market quite a bit. People are kind of on a pause. They just, you know, reevaluating. It actually helps slightly the remodeling industry.
Yeah, that's what I would think. If somebody who was going to buy a house, they said, now, wait a minute, the prices are beginning to come on down. I think I'll go ahead and fix this place. That should help you.
It does. I don't know. A lot of people don't realize remodeling industry nationwide is a $300+ billion with a B.
Good
billion
man.
Dollar
yeah.
business nationwide. And believe it or not, we've been steadily growing nationwide. It's not just a unique, you know, here in Dallas a pocket, but nationwide. Dallas has always been, you know, standing ahead of the crowd, and we still are. I believe the latest numbers just came out. Joint houses, Joint Center of Housing for Studies by Harvard, they just released the LIRA, which stands for the Leading Indicator of Remodeling Activity. So they released this study quarterly basis. And they're predicting by third quarter of next year, so 2019, this $300 billion is going to be actually a $350 billion industry. So,
well, you need to stay in this business. Well, that sounds like a good business to be in.
I figured, you know, we can capitalize in just a very small percentage of that, and we should be fine.
I would think so. So you're not a native. I can hear it in your voice. You know, in fact, you may be the first Transylvanian I think we've ever had on this program.
Yeah.
So what brought you here?
Well, you know, David, as a kid, some kids know exactly what they want to be. You know, they study the path they want to be on, and they become doctors and lawyers and whatever. I was one of those kids who I never knew what I wanted to be when I grew up. I always liked doing things, but really I was seeking independence. I felt like a young kid who's was strong and just strong-willed as well.
Apparently.
And that's what really was my drive, just to be independent, and that's ultimately led me to come to the United States and as people say, the land of opportunities.
You know, if you'd told me as a kid I had this burning desire to take out bathtubs and put in steam showers, I wouldn't have believed you anyway.
I wouldn't either.
I think you're in a great business, and you're in a good area to be doing it too.
Well, thank you.
Butan Laszlo is president and founder of Marvelous Home Makeovers. Good to have you here. Good to meet you.
Thank you, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.